It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
With Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:31.
37 degrees.
Still have delays on the freeways, but they're clearing up. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
House impeachment inquiry. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Democratic attorneys are making their impeachment case against the president.
KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Amanda, the attorney for the Republican, Steve Castor, is speaking right now to the hearing.
He run on an anti-corruption platform, but he was an untried politician with a relationship to a controversial Ukrainian oligarch.
Attorneys for the House Democrats, they were making their case to impeach President Trump before the Judiciary Committee.
It is clear and overwhelming that in abusing that power, the president betrayed the national interest by putting his own political prospects over the national security of our country.
Republicans say the Trump administration withheld Ukraine aid over corruption concerns, the same as the Obama administration. Articles of impeachment may be ready by the end of the week. President Trump ordering a review of the program allowing Saudi military to train in the U.S. after Friday's deadly attack at Naval Air Station Pensacola. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz telling ABC,
"Of course, what happened in Pensacola has to inform on our ongoing relationship with Saudi Arabia."
The shooting by the Saudi lieutenant killed three American service members. And China saying they want to reach a trade agreement with the U.S. as soon as possible. This comes as reports say both sides are near a deal. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow.
Talks around the clock right now. We are close. We're not quite there yet.
He says some complicated issues still remain to be worked out. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. The dirty, gunky, unhealthy air is gone.
Good air to report today, even though we will keep mostly cloudy skies around. We'll get more sunshine tomorrow, though. Really nice looking day. Gets up to around 40. Nothing terribly cold this week, in fact, as we're about 40 just about each day this week. Next storm in sight looks like the end of the week, and at this point, it still looks like we'll be in for some valley rain showers.
Grant says yesterday's storm finally did what the previous ones could not, cleaning out the gunk.
A house in Salt Lake County is more expensive than ever. It's because more people from out of state are moving here. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has the numbers.
Third quarter 2019 home prices in Salt Lake County rose to $386,000. That's $100,000 more than just 5 years ago. It is still cheaper than Seattle and San Francisco, so people are moving here and making our prices go up. But inventory is the lowest it's been in 20 years. Couples and young families who hope to stay in Salt Lake are moving to other counties instead. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.